I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, Ebola and the Battle of Facts versus Fear. Let's get started. Ebola and one virus-related symptom that's proving especially hard to control. We're not talking about Amber Vinson, the nurse who caught Ebola from Thomas Eric Duncan. Her symptoms are thankfully gone. She left Emory University Hospital today. Emory doctors talked a bit about some potentially valuable insights they gained while treating her and others. We'll talk shortly with Dr. Sanjay Gupta about that. But first, we're looking at people experiencing a particular kind of Ebola symptom. This one mainly strikes elected officials, military commanders as well, causing them to behave in ways that experts on the virus say just doesn't make any sense to them. It leads to public confusion, unnecessary fear, possibly delays containment of the virus in Africa, and it ends, sadly, in mandatory quarantine. Not their own quarantine, others, including one volunteer in the fight against Ebola you've never heard of, but will in a moment because his case is so remarkable, and one who's already famous. The famous one is Casey Hickox, the nurse who returned recently from treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone, and despite showing no signs of any illness, was taken from Newark Airport to a makeshift isolation tent, complete with porta-potty, where she was supposed to live for the next 3 weeks. Ms. Hickox was quarantined because New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo decided last week, for reasons that most public health experts neither understand nor agree with, to impose a 21-day quarantine on any medical personnel returning from any Ebola-stricken country. By yesterday, they were forced to backtrack on those rules, and Ms. Hickox was allowed to leave the tent. However, despite testing negative for the virus, and that bears repeating, despite testing negative, she's still being required to quarantine herself at home in Maine for the next 2.5 weeks. Governor Christie, who first denied he had changed his policy and then maintained that Ms. Hickox had been showing symptoms, which she wasn't, this morning cast himself as a victim of politics. He spoke to NBC's Matt Lauer.
I understand there's all kinds of protestations from the CDC, but we want stricter things than what they have been willing to impose, and now they're incrementally, Matt, moving towards our position. What's the difference, Matt, between telling someone who's been a healthcare worker at high risk that they can't go into public places, they can't go on public transportation,
right,
and we want them to work from home? What's the difference between that and a quarantine? This is because they don't want to admit that we're right and they were wrong.
Questions.
I'm sorry about that.
Keep it in mind, though, CDC guidelines do not consider anyone high risk, as Governor Christie suggests Casey Hickox is, unless they've either suffered a needle stick or have been treating patients without wearing protective gear. Again, neither applies to her. As for the governor, even though he clearly has his differences with the CDC and the Obama administration, what we're talking about here is bipartisan. Andrew Cuomo, as you know, is a Democrat. So far, governors from both parties in at least 8 states have imposed policies on monitoring or quarantining high-risk individuals, though some, like New York, Connecticut and New Jersey, have since been relaxed somewhat. Not the Army, however, which is quarantining troops just back from building Ebola treatment facilities in West Africa, not exposed to patients doing construction work. More went into quarantine today. So the Army and those governors, to one degree or another, are doing one thing. The CDC is recommending another. President Obama's so-called Ebola czar, so far under the radar, he's hard to spot. People are understandably confused. Late today, President Obama again laid out where he stands when it comes to returning healthcare workers.
We're going to have new monitoring and movement guidance that is sensible, based in science. We don't just react based on our fears. We react based on facts.